Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jack and Robin's Ball Park for tonight's game featuring the Braves and Marauders in a mid-time tour. A few reminders before we get underway this evening, the Bats and Balls can do need to be a fun head of Saints or safety reasons to the center of all times while you enjoy the game. Also, fans are not allowed on the field of play. Any fan who enters the field of play without permission will be ejected from the stadium and subject to prosecution. Thanks for your cooperation. Jackie Robinson Ballpark is a smoke-free ballpark without our main seniors for the comfortable convenience of those around you. Smoking needs to be considered safe in our tobacco products and operated in any seating area, party area, or restroom. We ask that you please step outside the ballpark if you feel the need. And be sure to take a look at the back of your tickets for special information from our 2022 season prior to Mario's Pizza and Leeds and Living. If you redeem your ticket for $8 off admission to Daytona Meat or a free order of cheesy bread from Mario's Pizza, the authentic pizza. On the college chiropractic, personal practice, chiropractic, college, even count on excellence in teaching. And real world preparation. Real experience in academic program that blends theory with hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success in your professional practice. Visit palmer.edu to learn more. This season, the Tortugas have teamed up with Golden Bell Icon and Champion Cancer Division County. All season long, the Reshaping of Golden Bell Tortugas here at Jack Technologies will be donating gold.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to a gorgeous Sunday afternoon here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Blue skies above, some scattered small puffy clouds off in the distance. But we are ready for the final game of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the Visington Bradenton Marauders. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until first pitch here on this Sunday. Daytona coming from behind last night. They trailed 3-0. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Tortugas had not scored a run in the game last night on two hits in the first four frames. And the final four trips at the plate for the Tortugas, they picked up seven runs on seven hits and came and erased that three-run deficit, took a 7-3 lead going into the ninth inning. Bradenton battled back. Jace Bowen, a two-run home run, another double by Brendan Dixon. Brought the tying run to the plate, but Dennis Boatman struck out Sung Che Cheng, swinging it to end the ball game and give Daytona their first series win of the year. They'll look to get above 500 for the first time this season with a victory tonight. Tanner Cooper, who came out of the bullpen in the series opener on Tuesday through four shutout innings, struck out six to earn his first win since July of 2019. Bradenton will counter with the right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario, making his first appearance in this series. No record, a 10.5 ERA. We'll step aside for a moment here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll speak with one of the heroes from this series so far. Yesterday we chatted with Gus Steiger, the Bradenton Marauder killer. We talk about his start to the season, how comfortable he's been being the shortstop throughout the season, not moving around from position to position, and some of the things he wants to work on in his second full pro campaign. Tortugas and Marauders coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the outstanding young prospects here. That is the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Gus, now about almost 2 weeks into this 2022 season, off to a fantastic start. Three straight multi-hit games for you in the series against Bradenton. What do you feel has been working best for you at the plate during the series?
The first couple weeks kind of got my feet wet back in Florida. Struggled a little bit, and once I got here again for Bradenton, I just really trying to get on time, see the ball a little bit better, and it's been working out for me.
And one of the interesting things about this season that's a little bit different from your first year in Daytona last year is the re-implementation of the pitch clocks and things like that. And yesterday you were called for a violation before you even saw a pitch in the first inning, and then the first pitch you actually saw, you rip a double down the left field line. How were you able to maintain your composure in that situation like that, and what's it been like for you getting readjusted to this system that's been in place?
Yeah, well, I've never really played with this system in place before, and I'm not 100% clear on the rules. As you could tell yesterday, I didn't even know that I had a violation. I thought I was in the box in time, but, once that kind of mistake happened, I was down 0-1, just still sat on a fastball, and luckily he threw me a strike, kind of made a mistake, I think 0-1, and I was able to put a barrel on it.
You've been off to a fantastic start, especially with runners in scoring position. Had a couple of huge extra base hits in that first series against the Mets, some big RBIs.
What's your mental focus when you're in a situation like that? Runners on base, a chance to drive in a run, get your team on the board, or either put them ahead by a little bit more. What's your focus? What are you trying to do in those spots that help you, you know, barrel up some balls and make some solid contact?
I think just sticking to what I do well. You know, if guys are on base, sometimes guys will press or try to do too much, but you just got to remember that the pitcher's the one that's in trouble in that situation. So you just got to stay true to yourself and, you know, hopefully he makes a mistake because he's trying to dink and dunk a little bit with guys on base, wait for your pitch, and was able to capitalize a couple times in that series.
Now, speaking of base runners, you guys have been in the midst of one of the most amazing stretches I have ever seen in my life with, and prior to yesterday, three of the four games you had played, you had successfully appealed to a base where a guy had missed the bag running the bases, courtesy of one of your development coaches, Cody White, and his keen eye. Have you ever seen that happen that frequently over a short period of time? And what's it like been for you as a defender and, you know, your coaching staff, your teammates being able to, you know, make these observations and get some huge outs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it takes pressure off of us defensively when, you know, I think two runs got taken off the board in the last couple times that we appealed. So, I mean, that's just kudos to the bench, staying locked in. Kudos to the guys in here, not just, you know, checking out completely from the game and making sure that they're helping the team as much as they can.
One of the big changes for you this season from last year to this year is last year they were trying any way possible to get you into the lineup in different places. And I remember talking to you and you weren't really familiar with playing a whole lot of outfield, and you were out in center and right, and you were playing second and third, basically played every position last year except for first base and catcher during the season. This year you've only played at shortstop, only started at shortstop. Has that helped you at all from an offensive and defensive standpoint to know exactly where you're going to play at what position every day?
Sure, having consistency is great. You know, I know where I'm going to be every day. I know what to expect defensively every day. But last year was also fun, just trying out new stuff and being, you know, changing where I was at each day. Allowed me to enjoy each game, just have a little bit different feel. So I'm glad that I could show that I was versatile last year, but I'm also very glad to have that consistency at shortstop this year.
Yeah, versatility, that's a great point you bring up, Gus. So many times, especially nowadays at the Major League level, teams are looking for guys that can play, you know, sort of like a Swiss Army knife, can play everywhere, infield, outfield, you know, middle infield, corner outfield, whatever. Do you think that's something, you know, that experience last year, playing all those different positions, is going to help you in the long run?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I'm pretty confident in what I can do at shortstop, but I'm not a dummy. I know that it's pretty hard to make it just at shortstop in the MLB, so any way that I can show I'm versatile and hopefully get to the next level in the next, I think it'll help me a ton.
One of the other great changes for you guys this season here in 2022 is nothing about the last couple years for you as ball players were normal. Your senior year or your last year at South Dakota State was cut short due to the COVID pandemic. Signing as an undrafted free agent with the Reds, nothing about last year was a normal minor league season. What was it like for you this offseason to sort of get back into a more normal routine and come into spring training this year and having somewhat of a more regular schedule?
Yeah, I think that just trying to return to normal life this offseason was good. Worked back home at a baseball facility, so that was fun, and trained there, and then I was just really excited to get to spring training and hopefully have a normal year, and so far so great, so good with that just being a normal year.
One final question for you, Gus. Still very early in your second professional season, closing out the first month of April. What are some of the things that you are really trying to focus in on and trying to improve upon as you continue to improve your craft and try and get up the ladder to Dayton and beyond?
Yeah, I think it's all about just consistency. I mean, it's a long season. We're only in the second week, and we've got plenty of weeks to go. So just being consistent, trying to keep my body healthy the entire year, and, yeah, being available and being dependable is kind of what I'm going for this year.
He's been dependable in the field. He's been dependable with runners in scoring position. Gus Steiger, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck tonight. Going forward, we'll be talking to you, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Coming next on Pregame Show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, waiting for Daytona to take the field. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. In the meantime, first for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, put together by their skipper, Jonathan Johnston. Leading off and playing left field, Luke Brown tonight. Jacob Gonzalez is the DH, batting second. Sung Jae Chang bats third at shortstop. Jace Bowen over in right field will clean up. Alexander Mojica, the first baseman this evening, hits fifth. Brendan Dixon, second baseman, hits sixth. Sergio Campana, center fielder in the seventh spot. Third baseman Juan Jerez will bat eighth. And Jacob Goldfarb behind the plate in the nine hole with Yoelvis Del Rosario on the mound. As for Daytona, their starting lineup put together by their second-year skipper, Cookie Dawkins. Leading off in center field, Jay Allen II, Gus Steiger. Our pregame guest will bat second at short, Austin Hendrick. The right fielder in the three spot, Ruben Ibarra, will clean up at first. Michel Triana moves down to the five spot. He'll be at third base. Jamal O'Gwin in left field. He'll hit sixth. Hayden Jones back in the lineup today. He'll bat seventh behind the plate. Randy Reyes at second base for the second straight game. And batting ninth as the DH is Danny Lantigua with the righty Tanner Cooper on the hill. Cooper coming out of the front step of that Tortuga's third base dugout. His teammates will follow behind him. And it is just about time for baseball here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue skies above, sun shining. Final game of the season series between the Pirates and Reds affiliates in FSL baseball. Don't go anywhere. First pitch is next. You've been listening to the Daytona Tortugas pregame show on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
Jace Williams with a wonderful rendition of our national anthem. And as that concludes, that means it's baseball time in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock with you here on this Sunday afternoon. Final game of this six-game homestand. Daytona has won four of the first five, looking to take five of six for the first time in a six-game series since they started producing the six-game series last year. Let's take another quick look at the Bradenton starting lineup put together by Jonathan Johnston. Luke Brown leads off in left. Jacob Gonzalez, DH in second. Sung-Che Cheng is at short, batting third. Jace Bowen in right field. Low hit cleanup. Alexander Mojica, first baseman, bats fifth. Brendan Dixon at second base in the sixth spot. Sergio Campana will bat seventh in center. Juan Jerez over at the hot corner and batting ninth behind the plate. It is Jacob Goldfarb on the mound for Daytona this afternoon. 22-year-old right-hander Tanner Cooper, 6'2", 217 pounds from Farmington, New York. Cooper making his third appearance, second start of the year, 1-0. Has not allowed an earned run, has given up just one unearned tally this year. Seven hits in eight innings, two walks, and 13 strikeouts. Came out of the bullpen in the opening game of this series in support of Javi Rivera. Came into a 2-0 game through four shutout innings of relief, two hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. 56 pitches, 37 strikes in that ballgame. Dennis Boatman came on in the ninth, worked a perfect inning, and that gave Daytona their first shutout victory of the season. Leading off for Bradenton in the top half of the first inning is the left fielder Luke Brown, hitting .333 in seven games, 7-for-21, a double, a homer, and seven RBIs. Brown last night, as the first pitch of the ball game popped in the air, left-hand side over towards the line, O'Gwynn to his right, and over his left shoulder makes the catch, and we're underway at 5:38 Eastern time. Brown last night hit in the ninth spot in that ball game. And went 1-for-3. So one pitch, one out here on Sunday. And that brings up the DH, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez hitting at .409 in 12 games. 18-for-44, four doubles, four homers, 12 ribbies. Righty against righty. First pitch is a breaking ball low. It is 1-0. Gonzalez last night hit a first inning home run off Hunter Parks, was 1-for-5. The 1-0. And Gonzalez, a hard line drive back through the middle near the head of Cooper and into center field for a one-out base hit. 106 miles an hour off the bat on the single from Gonzalez. And he's continued to reach base successfully to start this 2022 season. Make that 13 straight to start the campaign. One on, one out for Sung-Che Cheng. Cheng came up as a pinch hitter last night. In the ninth inning, struck out for the final out of the game. The righty first pitch to Cheng. Fouled off the mid of Jones, 0-1. Cheng hitting at .255. Two doubles, a homer, eight RBIs. Lefty hitter against the righty pitcher. Third baseman Triana off the line, even with the bag. Cooper works from the third base side, the 0-1, and Cheng chases a fastball up and in. At 92, it's no balls and two strikes. Defensive alignment behind Tanner Cooper tonight, left to right in the outfield. It is Jamal O'Gwynn, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick. The 0-2, and Cheng pops it up. Foul ground, left side, Jones with the mask in his hand over by the netting. A run's out of room, it's into the seating bowl. So it'll remain a no ball, two strike count. On the Bradenton shortstop. Third to first around the infield for Daytona today. Michelle Triana, Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, and Ruben Ibarra with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. Gonzalez leads off first. The 0-2. And that one a hair low, says the home plate umpire Austin Snow. Good spot at 93. Thought that one came across at the knees. It is 1-2. Austin Snow calling balls and strikes tonight. Chase Eubanks is on the bases. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Breaking ball down, and Cheng waves over the top. First strikeout tonight for Tanner Cooper. Two down in the first. And now the right fielder, Jace Bowen. Bowen hitting at 229 in 14 games, 11 for 48. A double for homers and 12 RBIs. He homered last night in the ninth inning. A 440-foot shot out beyond the left field batting cages. And the first pitch he sees today is high at 90, 1-0. Bowen last night, 1-for-5 with that two-run home run. Is 5-for-17 in this series with a couple of homers. As that one up and in. And Bowen backs out of the way, 2-0. Gonzalez singled. He is at first. As the righty's 2-0. In there for a called strike. Fastball at 91. It is 2-1. 80 degrees in Daytona. Real feel at 80. Wind traveling to the east at 9 miles an hour. 14-mile-per-hour wind gusts. American flag out in center, blowing out to left. As Bowen pops it in the air, right side. Out onto the outfield grass is Reyes, calling for it, shifting to his right, and with two hands makes the play to retire the side. No runs, one hit, and one man left at the end of a half an inning. It is Bradenton nothing and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
ULV still Rosario warming up on the mound for Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Let's take a look at Daytona's lineup again. Jay Allen the second, Gus Steiger, Austin Hendrick, the top third of the order. Ruben Ibarra, Michelle Triana, and Jamal O'Gwin making up 4, 5, and 6 with Hayden Jones, Rainey Reyes, and Danny Lantigua rounding out the 7, 8, 9 portion of the Tortugas order. Jay Allen the second will lead off here against Del Rosario. Righty against righty, and the first pitch Allen sees is down and away for ball one. Allen hitting at 227 in 12 games, a double, two homers, six RBIs, and Allen fouls that one behind the dish. It is 1-1. Allen last night 0 for 4, a walk and a stolen base, also scored a run. Del Rosario from the first base side of the mound, the 1-1, and Allen a ground ball to short. Charging in on it is Cheng. Fields throws to first in time, one out. So Allen retired, and that brings up the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger comes into play today on a four-game multi-hit streak. Another two-hit game last night. Batting average up to 255 in 13 games, 12 for 47. Three doubles, no homers, seven RBIs, and Steiger takes outside for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Del Rosario tonight, the 1-0, and Steiger checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't on appeal. 2-0. Left to right in the outfield, Luke Brown, Sergio Campana, and Jace Bowen, the 2-0. And Steiger takes off the plate again, fastball at 93, 3-0. Third to first around the infield, Juan Jerez, Sung Che Cheng, Brendan Dixon, and Alexander Mojica. As Steiger takes a 3-0 strike on the inside corner, it's 3-1. Jacob Goldfarb doing the catching behind the plate. The 3-1. And Steiger takes a strike, inner half. Didn't leave the batter's box. It is a full count. Base is empty, one down. The payoff pitch, and Steiger a hard ground ball through the left side, another base hit. Gus Steiger continues to eviscerate Bradenton pitching. Came into play today in 15 lifetime games against the Marauders, hitting 375. And that will take another tick up as he has Daytona's first hit of the ballgame. One on, one out. Here's Austin Hendrick, came in as a defensive replacement last night in the ninth inning. 325 average in 12 games, 13 for 40. Righty against the lefty hitter, a check swing, ground ball to short, could be two. Cheng steps on the second base bag, and that's the only out he'll get as he had to take an awkward route to the base. It was about even with the bag and then had to shuffle to his left to get the hustling Steiger. So a six unassisted fielder's choice. And there is one on and two out for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra hitting a buck 76 in 13 games, 9 for 51, two doubles, no homers, five RBIs. One for three last night with a double, a walk, and a sac fly, also scored a run. Has hit safely in four straight games coming into today, and the righty fires, and Ibarra a laser towards the Bud bullpen. And will land just in front. It is 0-1. Del Rosario standing at 5'11", 170 pounds. Turned 21 last week out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, and Ibarra takes outside. It is 1-1. Del Rosario, third appearance, second start of the year. No record, a 10.5 ERA. 10 hits in six innings, a walk, and seven strikeouts. Hendrick leads off first, the 1-1, and Ibarra swings over the top. And it's one ball and two strikes. Del Rosario last pitching against Lakeland last Sunday. No decision, gave up four runs on four hits in three and a third innings. The throw over to first, and Hendrick back in standing. Michelle Triana, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Sun peeking out from betwixt the clouds, illuminating the diamond. Some shadows scattered, the 1-2. And Ibarra off the hands. Back to the screen. It remains a one ball, two strike count. Ibarra, four for his last 15, coming into play today. Hit a double down the left field line last night in the eighth inning at 114 miles an hour before scoring on the Confidon groundout. Runner goes, 1-2 pitch, and Ibarra hits it in the air left side. Jerez back into the outfield turf, now straddling the fair foul line, and reaches out with two hands back towards fair territory and makes the catch to end the inning. For Daytona, no runs, a hit, and one man left at the end of one, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning. No score here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Alexander Mojica to lead off against Cooper. And the first pitch at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Bradenton. Mojica, Dixon, and Campana. Cooper from the third base side, the 0-1. And Mojica able to spin out of the way of a slider that never quite broke. It is one ball and one strike. Mojica coming into play today, hitting at 293 in 11 games, 12 for 41. Long look in for Cooper. Now the 1-1, and Mojica drives one in the air towards the right field line, but this one headed towards the Bradenton bullpen. It is 1-2. Mojica, three doubles, two homers, seven RBIs on the year. He's had a tough series, just 2-for-16. Ibarra off the line at first. Now the 1-2 from Coop. And Mojica squares this one up a little more, but still late. And off towards the east gate. It remains one ball and two strikes. Cooper kicks and fires, and this one hit on the ground at third. Over the backhanded glove of Triana in the left field. Backhanding it there is O'Gwynn. Mojica will stop at first. And it will be a base hit for Mojica. So the Marauders with the leadoff man on in the second inning. Triana trying to play that one to the side instead of getting in front. And the Marauders with a base hit. And now the second baseman, Brendan Dixon. He's had a strong series, 5-for-13. Three of those five hits have been for two bats. And he takes high. Fastball from Cooper at 90, 1-0. Dixon hitting at 235 in nine games. 8-for-34, four doubles, a homer, two RBI. Cooper from the stretch. A long pause and time called at the last second. Right as Cooper was getting ready to lift that front leg and come home. Cooper trying to use as much of that pitch clock as humanly possible, it feels like. Waits until it gets down a lot. This time he fires away quickly as this one driven out to right. Hendrick back into his left. In front of the warning track, makes the catch with the sunglasses on and fires in a little offline, but reeled in by the shortstop Steiger, staying put at first Mojica. So Dixon out on the fly ball to right, and there is one away in the second inning for Sergio Campana. Campana came into the game last night when Jace Bowen exited, or a couple nights ago, I should say, when Jace Bowen exited with an injury. Campana hitting 205 in 11 games, 8-for-39, two doubles, no homers, two batted in. Upright stance for the right-handed batter, and the first pitch to Sergio is off the plate away, 1-0. Daytona this afternoon wearing the alternate dark green uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Mojica takes his lead. And time called at home plate after a long pause by Cooper. Now long black sleeves out either end of that dark green top, leading to that off-white colored mitt as Campana sends it over the press box and towards East Orange Avenue. And the count 1-1. Cooper got those white pants. Rolled all the way down to his ankles. All the way to the white-on-white Nike cleats. Leaning in over his front left leg for the sign from his catcher, Jones. The 1-1. And that one sails high. Trying to breaking ball, but it slipped. And the count 2-1. Tortugas today wearing the dark green cap. Dark green bill, white block D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. A 2-1, and Campana takes a knee-high strike at 90. It is 2-2. Campana started quite a bit early in the series, hasn't played as much in the tail end, 1 for 10 in the set coming into play today. Middle infield at double play depth. The 2-2. And Campana checks his swing on the sweeping slider. On appeal, did not go, says Eubanks. It's a full count. Juan Jerez, the third baseman, in the on-deck circle for the visitors. Campano, 1-for-3 lifetime against Cooper coming into play today. The set, now the payoff pitch. Outside ball 4. And Campana aboard with a one-out walk. First free pass issued by Cooper tonight. And now it's the third baseman, Juan Jerez. Jerez, 2.06 average in 10 games, 7-for-34, 2 doubles, a homer, and 6 RBIs. Looks towards second, does Tanner. Now the first pitch, and Jerez fouls it off the railing of the grandstand and back onto the field of play. It is 0-1. Jerez, 2-for-10 in this series. Struck out a lot during the course of this season. 2-for-10 in the set. Six of the 8 outs he has made have been courtesy of strikeouts. The 0-1. And Jerez, a ground ball to short, could be 2. Steiger on a second for 1. Reyes back to first. Double play, inning over. 6-4-3 around the horn. Jerez hit it hard, 107 off the bat. But Steiger, a nice play to his right. And Reyes, the relay, to close out the inning. No runs, a hit because of the Twin killing, 1 left after 1.5. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Daytona and Bradenton are scoreless. Top of the 6 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend, having a great Sunday wherever you may be tuning in. We'll enjoy our off day tomorrow. And then Daytona will head to St. Lucie to open a series against the Mets on the 26th as the first pitch to Michelle Triana. Hops out of the way, down by his feet. It is 1-0. Triana, O'Gwynn, and Jones. The 3 due up, the 1-0, and Triana swings and misses. Fastball at 92. It is 1-1. Triana, multi-hit game last night, and a big RBI knock, the 1-1. And Triana takes the fastball at 93. It is 1-2. Michelle coming into play today, hitting at 213 in 12 games, 10-for-47. 3 doubles, no homers, 4 batted in. And this one off the hands in the infield. Sunglass wearing Dixon calling off the shortstop. And on the turf in front of the second base bag, green shaded. makes the play for the first out. So leadoff man retired. And now it is the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin joined Daytona's roster on Friday, made his professional debut last night. And the first pitch he sees today on the outside corner, 0-1. O'Gwin in his pro debut last night, 0-2, but did walk twice, strike out, and was hit by a pitch. Reached 3 out of 5 trips, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Undrafted free agent out of USC. Did not play last year in the Complex League due to injury after signing. The 1-1. And O'Gwin tries to hold up. Did he go? Yes, he did. Says Eubanks. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradenton today wearing the gray uniforms, road grays. Bradenton across the chest in black. Gold black numerals front and back with a gold border, the 2-1. And that fastball in at 95. High water mark for Del Rosario today. It is 2-2. Base is empty, one out, no score. The break even. And O'Gwin watches that skip in the dirt. It is a full count. Del Rosario got those gray pants down to his ankles. Black and gold piping along the side. The 3-2 pitch up and in by the hands of O'Gwin. And for the fourth time in 7 career plate appearances, a 23-year-old right-hander has reached base. Third walk earned by O'Gwin in the last 2 days. And now Daytona with one on, one out for Hayden Jones. First walk issued by Yoel Veese this afternoon. Jones had off last night, hitting at 229 in 10 games. Lefty hitter against the righty pitcher. And the first pitch he sees, a wave and a miss. Breaking ball in. It is 0-1. Jones, 2 doubles, no homers, 2 RBIs, 8-for-35 offensively. Del Rosario from the middle of the slab and throws a slider that hangs high. It is 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones 0-for-3 against Bradenton on Friday. 2-for-9 with a double and an RBI in this series. O'Gwin leads off first, and Jones hits one in the air to shallow left. Out is the third baseman, Harris, calling for it, Luke Brown. And right by the bill of that two-tone cap makes the play for the second out. So one on, two out. And now the second baseman, Rainey Reyes. Second straight start for Rainey. 1-for-3 last night, walked and scored a run. 3-for-20 on the year in 7 games. That's a 150 average. And he swings away, first pitch, and fouls the fastball off, up and in. It's 0-1. Reyes, no extra base hits and an RBI. 2-for-4 in this series. 3 runs scored, 3 walks, has been hit by a pitch. O'Gwin drew a free pass. He is at first with 2 away. And the 0-1. Reyes looks at one, missing a little bit high. May have clipped the top of the zone. It is 1 ball and 1 strike. Right arm dangling at Del Rosario's side as he gets the sign from Goldfarb. The 1-1. And Reyes out in front of the slider, front shoulder dipped. And the count 1-2. Reyes last year shuffled between 3 different levels in the system, played a majority of his year here with the Tortugas, but also had a brief cup of coffee in Double-A with Chattanooga and 20-some-odd games in High-A with Dayton. A 1-2 pitch, runner goes. Reyes puts the bat on the ball to short. Cheng Fields throw to first in time to end the inning. No runs, no hits because of the walk, 1 left at the end of 2. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Tanner Cooper back to work. No score here on this Sunday afternoon. And the first pitch of the inning, a humpback line drive, shallow center. Out is the second baseman, Reyes. And he makes a nice running grab above his head. One pitch, one out. That is the second time in three innings. Tanner Cooper has retired the leadoff man on the very first pitch he throws. Once to left field by Luke Brown. And there a nice play by Reyes to retire Goldfarb. And now the aforementioned Luke Brown will dig in. Brown flied out to left on the first pitch of the game. Righty fires, and Brown takes up and away, 1-0. Brown had an arduous college career. The 1-0, low for a ball, 2-0. Started his college career at Western Kentucky. Not too far away from where he grew up, the 2-0. There's a strike. Fastball at 91, it's 2-1. And transferred to John A. Logan College at JUCO in Illinois, where he was teammates with former Tortuga and current Dayton Dragon Ashton Creel. This one fouled over our heads and off towards the street. It is 2-2. Before moving on to Louisville, where he was teammates with the number one overall pick last year and his fellow Pirates farmhand Henry Davis, the 2-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground is short. Right at the chest of Steiger, and he'll throw to Ibarra for the second out. Two up, two down for Cooper in the third. And now it is the designated hitter, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a hard line drive back up the middle. His first time, he is 1-for-1. Son of former big leaguer Luis Gonzalez. Spent a lot of his childhood with his dad growing up in big league locker rooms as Gonzalez hits one on the ground. Fair. Past the diving glove of Triana and down the left field line. Off that side chain link fence. Gonzalez on his way to second, and he is there standing with a two-out double. So Jacob Gonzalez continues his impressive start to the season. His fifth two-base hit of the year, his ninth extra base notch. And the Marauder is a man in scoring position for the shortstop Sung Che Cheng. 99 off the bat there from Gonzo. Thought he might have hit it harder. But now it is the lefty swinging Cheng. Cooper sets now, fires, and Cheng sends it off towards the bleachers. Left-hand side, 0-1. Cheng struck out his first time, 0-for-1. Cheng was 2-for-5 in his last start on Friday. 2-for-16 in this series, had been 0-for-10. During a three-game hitless streak as he takes a strike. Clipping the outer half at 91, it's 0-2. Man at second, two out. No score, top of the third. Cooper leaning in over that front left leg for the sign. Both knees bent as he comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Slider, actually a fastball low, had good downward bite. And Cheng able to lay off, it's a ball and two strikes. Jace Bowen powerful right fielder is on deck. The 1-2. And Cheng fights off another. Stays in there. Remains a one ball, two strike count. Cheng out of Ping Tung County in Taiwan. First Taiwanese player to ever play in the Caribbean Series. His past winner, Darryl Brinkley, Tortuga's hitting coach, knows a lot about that. 1-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground to the right side. Ibarra fields underhand flip to Cooper covering. And he beats Cheng to the bag to end the inning. No runs, a hit. And one man left in scoring position at the end of 2.5. It is scoreless here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, 9-1 and 2 due up for Cookie Dawkins Tortugas. Danny Lantigua to lead off against Yoelvis Del Rosario. And first pitch, swinging late, sends it towards Cookie and the Daytona dugout. It is 0-1. Lantigua, switch hitter, batting left-handed. Has had a nice series this week against the Marauders. And the 0-1. That pitch hangs high. One ball and one strike. Lantigua hitting a .174. In seven games, 4-for-23, a double, no RBIs. 1-for-5 last night with a run scored, and he takes low 2-1. Danny 3-for-11 in this series. Couple runs, a double, and a stolen base. 2-1, and Danny can't get around on 92. Pulled his head out, it's two balls and two strikes. Looking to get a board to start the third inning. Del Rosario's retired the leadoff man in the first two. 2-2 pitch. This one a line drive left field. Will it hang up for Brown? It will. And he makes the catch right by the bill of that black and gold cap. One away in the third inning. 102 miles an hour off the bat on the line drive by Danny. So well stung, but one out. And back to the top of the order in Jay Allen the second. Rounded out to short his first time, 0-for-1. Righty kicks and fires. Allen shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike, much to his dismay, 0-1. Marauders today wearing the black caps, gold bill, the 0-1. And Allen takes inside, and it hit him. It just barely grazed the sleeve on that green jersey top. And Jacob Goldfarb trying to argue with the home plate umpire. Austin Snow saying it didn't hit him. I didn't see it. But the home plate umpire called it right away. And Jonathan Johnston out of the first base dugout. He hasn't been happy all series with the umpiring. And now having a discussion with him to the right of home plate. Allen called it right away, and so did the home plate umpire. Jacob Goldfarb was immediate in dissent. But they will not lose or not win that battle, I should say. And Jay Allen, the second, is aboard. Here with one out in the third inning. Now it's Gus Steiger, singled to left his last time up, and a throw back to first. And Allen able to dive in head first. Steiger, single to left and was erased on a fielder's choice in the opening inning. Righty fires, Allen goes, pitch inside, throw down by Goldfarb, not in time. Sliding to the outside part of second base, Allen now a perfect 9 of 9 on the season, swiping bags and 22 of 23 in 32 career games. Second in the FSL in swipes this year. And already nearing what Gus Steiger did to lead the team last year. He breaks towards third. Called strike, throw down. And this time he's out. Allen looking towards Jeffrey Sierra's got a big grin on his face. I think he believes he got in there safely. But the throw certainly beat him down the line. I thought they got him. Allen trying to swipe third. And for the first time this year, he is caught stealing 2-5. And just the second time as a professional. As Steiger out of play to the right, it is 1-2. May have got a little bit greedy trying to steal on that next pitch to third base. But Allen is such an adept base runner. It's really hard to argue with any decision he sort of makes, even though he's so young. He's that low and away, 2-2. And his coaching staff has a lot of faith in him on the base paths, despite being fresh out of high school. 2-2 pitch. That one a 55-footer. And it's a full count. All right, he winds the payoff pitch. And Steiger hits one on the ground. Third base side will stay fair behind the bag. Picked up by Harris. Throw not in time. Gets behind the first baseman, Mojica, and towards the Bradenton bullpen. And Steiger slides into second base safely. Should be a base hit and an error, and indeed it is. For the fifth straight game, Gus Steiger has a multi-hit effort. And he continues to batter Bradenton. So an infield hit for Steiger, an advance to second on the throwing error by Jerez. And now a man in scoring position and two out for Austin Hendrick. Hendrick grounded into a fielder's choice on a check swing. His first time, he is 0-1. A time called, and Goldfarb and Del Rosario will meet in front of the hill and discuss a battle plan. Tortugas on the coaching base path tonight. Jeffrey Sierra at third. Cody White has become a fixture over at first base. Wasn't a uniformed coaching staff member to start the year, but is now, and I know he's so extremely excited about that. And he's had a major impact in his first season as a coach at an affiliate away from the complex, as Hendrick takes inside 1-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. Hendrick coming into play today. 6-for-15 in this series with a couple RBIs. Trying to drive in another here and give Daytona an early lead. And at second, two out, no score. And Hendrick early on that breaking ball. Slow motion slider. It is 1-1. Really, both coaches on the base paths for Daytona, Sierra and White. First time coaching away from complex ball as Hendrick swings and misses on an offering down and in. Another slider, 1-2. And both have done a really phenomenal job in their role so far this season through the early portion. They deserve a lot of credit, as do the players. A 1-2 pitch, and Hendrick strikes out. Might have been a changeup down and out of the zone. Was a slider, actually. Short break on the breaking ball from Del Rosario. And has his first strikeout of the night. To strand a man aboard. No runs, a hit, an error, one left at the end of three. It is scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jace Bowen will lead off for Bradenton as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tanner Cooper has done a nice job so far tonight. And the first pitch to Bowen, fouled off the hands, out of play, 0-1. Bowen popped up to second, final out of the first inning. He's 0-1 tonight. Owen Mojica Dixon, heart of the Bradenton order, due up in the fourth. The 0-1 from Tanner. And a slow-moving slider drops in for a strike, 0-2. Javi Rivera starting to throw out in left field. He'll be the tandem man with Tanner tonight. The 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Fantastic slider down and away at 79. And Tanner Cooper with just his second strikeout tonight. But has retired the leadoff man for the third time in 4 frames. One out for Alexander Mojica. Mojica, a hard single to left his first time. He is 1-for-1. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the fourth inning. As Mojica takes low 1-0. Let you know what's going on across the FSL. Everything has gone final. 3 of the other 4 games starting at 12 noon. The 1-0. And Mojica, a bit tardy, fouls it out of play. 1-1. Jupiter winning the series finale at home against the Mets. Daytona will travel to Clover Park to take on St. Lucie starting on Tuesday. 1-1, and Mojica, another hard ground ball wide of third towards the Tortugas bullpen. Bodies jumping and scattering. It's 1-2. Hammerheads with a run in the seventh, a run in the eighth to win it. Hammerheads will come to Daytona for the first time, first meeting of the season, the first week in May. The 1-2 pitch, and that one, a bouncing slider in the lefty batter's box, 2-2. Dunedin upending Fort Myers at the league's best record, a 3-2 walk-off winner today. Trail 2-1 going to the bottom of the ninth as Mojica brushed back up and in at 91. It's a full count. Adriel Sotolongo with a walk-off RBI single. They had tied it on an Angel Del Rosario ground rule double. The 3-2 pitch up and away, ball 4. And Mojica on with a one-out walk. Second free pass given up by Cooper tonight. And now the second baseman, Brendan Dixon. Slide out to right his first time, 0-1. Clearwater continuing their strong play. They defeated Tampa this afternoon, 8-1. A two-hitter against the Yankees affiliate. And the first pitch to Dixon, skied in the air, center field. To his left is Allen, the second. He's underneath. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. So a sky-scraping fly ball by the second baseman results in an F8. And now the center fielder, Sergio Campana, walked his first time. No official at-bats today. The Clearwater, an 8-1 win. Felix Reyes, a 3-run homer, his first of the year. Jason Dominguez hit his first for Tampa. A solo shot. He's had an underwhelming start to his career. As that one high, 1-0, Dominguez hitting just .224. In his second season in Tampa, but did homer and have a couple hits tonight. Tampa dropping that ball game 8-1. Runner leads off of first with rather two out. A 1-0 pitch and fouled over the press box. And off towards the Tortugas offices, it's 1-1. Only other game was in Lakeland. Flying Tigers take 5 of 6 from Palm Beach. And they defeat the Cardinals 7-6. Cardinals have dropped 6 of 7 since walking off Daytona in 4 straight games. As Campana pops it in the air. First base side, Ibarra by the Bradens in dugout, staggering his steps. And on the warning track in front of the railing, makes the two-handed grab to end the frame. Nicely done by Ruben, noticing his surroundings. And Tanner Cooper, 4 shutout innings tonight. And if that's the last pitch he throws, he's thrown 12 scoreless innings, minus the 1 unearned run, a spotless ERA through 12 frames. The start is here to the bottom of the 4th. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ruben Ibarra takes outside for ball one as we head to the bottom of the 4th inning. Part of the lineup due up for Daytona, the 1-0, a strike from Del Rosario, 1-1. Ibarra caught the final out of the 4th inning, popped up to 3rd. His first time today, the 1-1 from Yoelvis. A fastball under the hands, Ibarra can't connect, it's 1-2. Close out that final score we haven't told you about today. We mentioned Lakeland beating Palm Beach 7-6 in that contest today. Took 5 of 6 in that series, the 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike 3. Slider away, Ibarra didn't agree. But it did look like it may have clipped that outside corner. And Del Rosario has another strikeout. That's number 2 on the night for him. Now it's Michel Triana. Popped up to 2nd his first time. 0-1. And the righty fires. And Triana taps it behind the plate, 0-1. 2-run home run in that ball game for Lakeland's Lazaro Benitez. Rivera throwing in the Daytona bullpen, the 0-1. And a slider cut on and missed by Triana down. It is 0-2. Shout out to our co-owner, Bob Fregol, and his lovely wife, Lori, tuning in on the Tortugas Radio Network. And this one hit on the ground and through the right side, a base hit. In between Mojica and Dixon, the first and second baseman. Michel Triana with a 103-mile-an-hour worm-burning single. And Daytona with a base runner with one out for Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin walked, stranded aboard in the 2nd inning. They were at the Reds game today. Cincinnati will do the affiliate scoreboard next half inning. But the Reds getting off the schneid today with a win over St. Louis. And the first pitch to O'Gwin down below the knees inside, 1-0. We'll be back in town for Memorial Day weekend. Should be an action-packed series of games. I believe it'll be the Palm Beach Cardinals here in Daytona. 1-0. And O'Gwynn, a broken back ground ball to the left side. Diving play by the third baseman, Harris. Gets the handle, throws to first, not in time. It is an infield base hit, the first professional hit in the career of Jamal O'Gwynn. And Chang was right behind the third baseman, Harris, there. And I really wonder if Harris did not make that diving play in front of Chang, would Chang have been able to make an easier throw and get the out at first with O'Gwynn? I don't think either would have been able to get Triana on contact. But because of the diving play by Harris, O'Gwynn able to reach on the infield hit. And Daytona with two on, one out for their catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones flied out to left his first time, 0 for 1. And time called as the pitcher Del Rosario steps off. Sun still shining here in Daytona Beach. Some shadows creeping in from left field as Jones, a soft ground ball to second. Charging in, and Dixon missed the ball as he was trying to tag the base runner, O'Gwynn. Triana rounds third and scores. O'Gwynn to third base. And Daytona has a 1-0 lead on the error by Brendan Dixon. Was trying to tag the base runner going by for an inning-ending double play. But before he had the baseball, attempted to make the tag. And Bradenton gets nobody retired on the play as a result. Won't count as a base hit for Hayden Jones. But his ball in play gives Daytona the lead. Now it is Rainey Reyes with men at the corners and one out. And he takes low and away. No, called strike. Lower outside corner. It is 0-1. Reyes. Ground ball to short back in the second inning. Righty kicks, fires home, and Reyes serves it back. And off towards the Jackie Robinson statue. It is 0-2. Danny Lantigua, the DH, waiting on deck. 80 degrees here in Daytona. Calm blue skies. A little bit more on the humid side today than it had been. First five games of the series, but not too unpleasant. The 0-2 pitch, and he strikes him out. Nice slider down and out of the zone. And there is another strikeout for Del Rosario. His last three have been on the strikeout. And that brings up the DH, Danny Lantigua. Lantigua hit it hard his first time, but lined out to left. He is 0-1. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas Radio Network, first and third, two out, bottom four. Daytona, a 1-0 lead, and make it two as Danny first pitch swinging. Grounds one into left field for a knock. O'Gwynn scores, stopping at second, Jones. Danny Lantigua with his first RBI of the year, and it's a 2-0 Daytona lead in the fourth. Coming out of the dugout, the first base dugout, the pitching coach, Yorman Bassardo, to try and help out Del Rosario, who had started off beautifully tonight, but has found some trouble in the fourth inning. Looks to be Christian Charlet up and throwing in the right field bullpen for Bradenton. Certainly feels like Tanner Cooper going to be done after four innings and 52 pitches. Has been the routine of the Rivera-Cooper tandem this year, four and then four from one pitcher to the next. We'll see how Daytona plays it tonight. But back to the top of the order. Two on, two out for Jay Allen, the second. Reached on a hit by pitch. Stole a base, caught stealing last time. He takes down and away, 1-0. Allen grounded out to short back in the opening inning. Florida commit. Throw back to second, and Jones in ahead of the tag. Bradenton will head to Lakeland after this series. Daytona will head over to St. Lucie. The 1-0. And Allen takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Schedule still a little quirky despite going a little bit further up this year to 132 games. And 120 on the docket last year. But if you remember last season, Daytona never played Dunedin, never played Tampa during that 120-game season. They played home and road for the other seven teams in the circuit. Righty at the belt, the 2-0. And Allen foul tip into the glove of Goldfarb. It is two balls and one strike. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Bradenton has a similar situation as the righty Del Rosario steps off. That's the second time he's done so in the at-bat. And I wonder if that's why Dixon and Goldfarb are going out to the mound. Make sure Del Rosario knows if he does it again. With Allen at the plate, he would balk the runners to second and third. So, both players playing up the middle head back to their normal positions at the third mound visit of the night for Bradenton. Jones at second, Lantigua at first. Daytona to win, have a 2-0 lead. The 2-1, and Allen takes down and away. It's three balls and one strike. Bradenton does not play St. Lucie this year. And Daytona does not come to Lecom Park in 2022. So tonight is the last game that the Reds and Pirates affiliates will play in this league this summer, as Allen takes low ball four and he's aboard for the second straight time. So the free pass by Del Rosario loads the bases. And we'll see if the Marauders will keep the right-hander in to face Steiger. And it looks like Jonathan Johnston, with Steiger now in the box, will make the walk out to the mound and make a call to the bullpen. Del Rosario strong through three, but wilted a little bit here in the four. Manager takes the ball. Charlet coming in. Bases loaded. Two out, two in. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Bottom of the fourth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Christian Charlet, new arm in the game for Bradenton, his second appearance in this series. Daytona with the bases loaded and two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Yoelvis Del Rosario done after 3 2/3 innings tonight. So, here is Gus Steiger. Already 2-for-2 tonight. A couple of base hits. Once in the first, once in the third. His fifth straight multi-hit game. The sounds of Phil Collins. You feel it coming in the air tonight. out over the Jackie Robinson Ballpark speakers. First pitch, this Tiger is off the outside corner at 90. It is 1-0. Charlay on the season for Bradenton. Making his fourth appearance, 1-0. A spotless ERA, 5 hits in 5 2/3 innings. No walks, 7 Ks. The 1-0, and Steiger takes inside, nearly hit him. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Opponents hitting .217 against Charlay so far this season. Last pitched in the Bradenton win on Friday through a scoreless 8th inning. Struck out 2 of the 3 men he faced. A 2-0 to Gus, and he swings in a line drive. Oh, what a leaping snap by the third baseman, Harris, to end the inning. A line drive, and if he hit it about an inch or two higher, it's a 2-run base hit, if not more, with Allen at first base, but Harris showing off his hops to take away an extra base hit and a few RBI. But Daytona takes the lead, a couple runs in the fourth on the strength of 3 hits, and the bases left loaded. To the 5th inning we go, 2-0 Daytona here from the Jack.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Little John. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the top of the 5th inning. Call to the bullpen for Cookie Dawkins and Daytona. On in relief is the right-hander Javi Rivera. And he will face off against Juan Jerez to start the 5th inning. Shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch finds the outside corner at 91. It is 0-1. Jerez rounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the second. 0-1 tonight, the 0-1. And Jerez swings through a fastball. Up in the zone at 92, it's 0-2. Rivera making his third appearance, second out of the bullpen in his pro career. All here in 2022, the 0-2 pitch. And Jerez late, fouls it towards the right. It remains 0-2. Rivera, no record at 2.25 ERA. 6 hits in 8 innings, a walk and 13 strikeouts, a .207 opponent batting average. Works from the first base side of the mound, another 0-2. And he lays off the breaking ball. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jerez, Goldfarb, Brown. 8-9-1 due up in the inning, the 1-2. And Javi gets him to chase a pitch in the dirt. Picked up by Jones in front of home plate, and he'll throw down towards the second base side of the bag to complete the strikeout. One up, one down for Rivera out of the bullpen today. Final line for Tanner Cooper tonight. Another scoreless outing for the 22-year-old. 4 shutout innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks, 52 pitches and 34 strikes. Righty against lefty Goldfarb. Check swing, asking for an appeal is Jones, but did not go. On set appeal, it is one ball and no strikes. Goldfarb popped up to second his first time up today. Now is leading off in the third, the 1-0. And Rivera across at 93, fastball 1-1. Goldfarb came into play today, hitting 250 in five games, 4-for-16, a homer, two RBIs, the 1-1. This one hits softly on the ground towards the Marauders' first base dugout, 1-2. Rivera made his first pro start against the Marauders on Tuesday. Tanner Cooper came in support of him. A 1-2 pitch outside. Change up 2-2. Four shutout innings, two hits, no walks. Career high 7 Ks. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Tied him up and knocked. Fastball high and tight at 93. And back-to-back strikeouts is how Javi Rivera begins his outing on this Sunday. So bases empty, two retired. And now it is Luke Brown. His fly to left, grounded out to short in this ball game. Righty fires, and the first pitch high. Change up 1-0. Yoelvis Del Rosario, final line for the Bradenton starter. Two runs, one earned on five hits in 3 2/3 innings, the 1-0. And Brown early on another changeup. It is 1-1. Two walks, three Ks for Del Rosario. Hit a batter. 68 pitches, 43 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. The 1-1. Now one up and away. Two balls and one strike. Base is empty, two out. Top of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-0 lead. The righty's 2-1. And Brown off the hands, back behind home plate, 2-2. Rivera standing at 6 feet tall, 197 pounds. 22 years old from St. Cloud, Florida. Originally born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The 2-2 pitch. This one ripped in the air to right. Coming on is Hendricks, scooping down, and he makes the catch to end the inning. A beautiful feet-first scooping grab by Hendrick on the forehand to prevent Brown from reaching with a two-out knock. Beautiful play by Austin on the sinking line drive. 1-2-3 goes Bradenton in the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Daytona 2 and the Marauders nothing on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Wonderful edition of our Landshark 5 o'clock somewhere karaoke crowd sing-off. Beautifully done by our audience, our MC, the young professor, our public address announcer, Tim McCraw. Very involved fan base here in Daytona Beach. And once again here at the Jack on a Sunday afternoon. Austin Hendrick to lead off against the righty Charley. 0-for-2 tonight, and Hendrick takes high for ball one. Hendrick looking to extend his hitting streak to 9 in a row today. Righty from the first base side, and Hendrick takes outside. It is 2-0. Hendrick had reached in 10 straight, coming into play today as well. Has reached on a fielder's choice and struck out. 2-0. That pitch way up and away. And a nice reach by Goldfarb to bring it in. It is 3-0. Hendrick hitting 448 coming into today on this 8-game stretch, 13 for 29. Looking to reach to begin the fifth, the 3-0, and he does. Outside ball four. And a four-pitch free pass is how Daytona begins the home fifth inning. It was a little bit of a late-arriving crowd here on this Sunday, but filling in nicely as the sun continuing to set off behind the third base bleachers. Very vocal. And their support of the hometown team through four and a half today. Ruben Ibarra 0-for-2 has popped to third and struck out line. Drive over the leaping glove of a shortstop. Chang a base hit. Hendrick was off on the pitch. He goes to third in there, sliding head first. A missile off the bat of Ibarra at 106 miles an hour. He stretches his hitting streak to five. And Daytona with first and third. Nobody out in the fifth inning. A laser beam. That would have assuredly doubled off Hendrick had Chang been somehow able to haul in that catch. But a walk, a line drive, and Daytona with men at the corners and nobody out in a two-run game for Michelle Triana. Single to right his last time and scored. Has also popped up in the infield a second. And the first pitch from Charle misses high for ball one. Time called, and Bussardo will make another trip out to the mound to talk with the right-hander. Someone will start throwing down the right field line for Bradenton. Want to say that is Junior Thibault up and throwing her. About to get up and throwing down the line for Bradenton as Bussardo says what he needs to before heading back to the first base dugout. So here is Triana with a count 1-0. Hendrick at third, Ibarra at first, the 1-0, and Triana takes up and away, two balls and no strikes. Charle has thrown 10 pitches out of the bullpen tonight. And only two have been in the zone. Came into the game today without issuing a walk all season. The righty is 2-0. And Triana chases that slider. Great pitch from the righty down and in. It's 2-1. Take a look at the Cincinnati Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the fifth inning as we near the top of the 7 o'clock hour. 2-1 and Triana takes off the plate inside, 3-1. I mentioned earlier, Bob and Lori Fregol, our co-owners, part of our ownership group out at Great American Ballpark this afternoon as the Reds got off the schneid, knocked off the Cardinals 4-1. The 3-1 pitch, and that pitch is high. And a balk is called. A balk called on the pitcher, Charle, before the 3-1 pitch to Triana after being called for four balks last night. Bradenton's pitching staff called for another here today, and Jonathan Johnston going to come out and have an argument with Chase Eubanks. Hendrick scores to second Ibarra. It is a 3-0 Daytona lead. The amount of balks we have seen called in this series, I don't think I've ever seen before. Pulling up, looking through all the box scores from this series, Bradenton was called for two on Wednesday night. And another four last night. Another one today. That is seven balks called against Bradenton in this series. And Johnston not even going to wait for this count to be over. With a 3-1 count on Michelle Triana. Going to take the ball from Charle, who threw just three strikes out of 12 pitches. And he's going to make a call to the bullpen. Frustration, the beginning to boil over for the reigning FSL champs. Man at second, nobody out. Daytona a 3-0 lead, 3-1 the count on Triana Newarm coming in on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new...
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Out of the bullpen for Bradenton on in relief is the right-hander Junior Tebow. As the count 3-1 on Triana. A man at second, a run in for Daytona in this fifth inning on a balk. Tebow, 6'4", 185 pounds, 23 years old from Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic. International free agent signee by the Pirates back in 2019. Triana the batter, 3-1 the count. Nobody out. In the inning, the 3-1 pitch, way inside, ball four. Can't find it is the catcher, Goldfarb, but hit off the home plate umpire, I think. Ibarra thought about going to third, but stopped. And so on the first pitch Tebow throws, Triana earns that walk. So the first three men have reached here in this fifth inning. And now the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin has walked an infield single his last time up for the first hit in his professional career. There's a great photo Ruben Ibarra posted on Instagram today. He was roommates with Justice Thompson. They got really close as a part of last year's draft class. And of course, Justice promoted to Dayton over the weekend and had a huge hit last night. And the Dragons win, as we'll get back to the affiliate scoreboard in just a moment. But O'Gwin, of course, has moved into Thompson's spot. Same living arrangements with Ruben, and both a couple of California guys, and both rocking Raiders jerseys as their attire to come to the ballpark today. As O'Gwin takes up and away 2-0. I believe Ruben was rocking a Max Crosby jersey, number 98. Just signed a big contract extension. Same alma mater as Bradenton's Friday night starter, Justin Mice, Eastern Michigan University. 2-0, up and away, ball three. Tough start to the night for Tebow, picking up where Charlay left off. Tebow making his fourth appearance, 1-0 at 2.25 ERA. One save and two tries, one hit in four innings, three walks, five strikeouts. A 3-0 pitch, and O'Gwin takes low, ball four. The bases are loaded. Three walks and a single. Mixon a balk, and Daytona has had four base runners out of four hitters in the inning. And now the catcher, Hayden Jones, has flied out to left, reached on the error by the second baseman, Dixon. Last inning that allowed Daytona to get on the board. Runners take their leads, corners in, and that pitch inside all the way to the backstop. Here comes Ruben to the plate. The throw won't come. Sliding in feet first is Ibarra. Advancing to third, Triana taking second, O'Gwin. A wild pitch and a 4-0 Daytona advantage. A frustrating afternoon at the ballpark for Bradenton as the four runs for Daytona have been scored on a fielding error, a single, a balk, and a wild pitch. The 1-0 to Jones, and he swings and hits it in the air left field. Could get the run in, coming on to make the catch, Brown. Here comes Triana to the plate. The throw in will come up the line, and Triana went about a quarter of the way before darting back to third base. Didn't want to make that second out at home. So they'll have second and third and one away for the second baseman, Rainey Reyes. Thought Jones was going to maybe be able to dunk that one down in front of the left fielder Brown, but just a tad bit too much air underneath it. And so now Reyes 0 for 2 has grounded a short and struck out today. Righty kicks and deals. And Reyes looks at a fastball, 96 on the outside corner, 0-1. Bradenton, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They have left 4 today. Daytona, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 6. The 0-1. And Reyes thought about swinging, held up. Ball gets away from the catcher. Here comes Triana. Throw late, not in time. Michelle scores, standing up to third goes O'Gwynn. Make it 5-0 Daytona. 3 runs in this inning on 2 wild pitches and a balk. You feel very similar to the way Daytona felt last week in Palm Beach. And a stretch where 4 straight Cardinal runs were scored on wild pitches. As this one in the dirt kicks up the third baseline on Goldfarb, and O'Gwynn's going to score. Daytona had the bases loaded and nobody out, and all 3 runs score on wild pitches. It is 6-0 in the 5th inning. And there is still only 1 out and a 2-1 count on Rainey Reyes. My word. And after watching what our guys went through last week, the Tortugas in Palm Beach, as Reyes hits one on the ground, foul. Wide at third, Jeffrey Sierra having some fun cutting in front of Harris, fielding the ball. In foul territory, it is 2-2. But after all the dismay and despair Daytona underwent last week at Palm Beach, it's hard not to have a little bit of some sympathy for the visitors here in Daytona who are undergoing similar kind of issues right now in this series. As Reyes fouls it back, it remains a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Now, baseball's a weird game. We talked about it a lot towards the tail end of last week, saying at some point the tide was going to turn and Daytona needed to be ready. I didn't think it would be this quickly, though. The 2-2 pitch, and Reyes takes it a little bit high and away. Looked like a good spot, but off the corner. It is 3-2. Danny Lantigua waiting on deck. Tebow from the first base side now comes home, and Reyes takes outside ball for another walk. At the 4th walk given up by Bradenton pitching in this 5th inning. And the inning continues for Danny Lantigua. Lantigua, RBI single last inning, is also lined out to left, 1-for-2. Final line for Christian Charlet. Goes a third of an inning. Gives up 3 runs on 1 hit, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And the first pitch in the dirt to Lantigua, breaking towards second, Reyes, and he's going to be there standing up. Another wild pitch and another base taken by Daytona on the path today. At the 4th wild pitch thrown by Tebow here tonight, as the first baseman Mojica comes in to try and help him out a little bit. Offer some encouragement and positive reinforcement before he heads back to his position behind the first base bag. Count 1-0 on Danny. Lights have flickered on here in Daytona. Top of the 7 o'clock hour. Daytona 4 runs in on 1 hit and 4 walks. In this bottom of the 5th inning. Man, it's 2nd, 1 out. A 6-0 game, the 1-0, and Lantigua a ground ball to the left side. Breaking towards 3rd and getting there, Reyes. Cheng throw to 1st, just in time to get a hustling Lantigua. 2 down. Nice play by Cheng, but better hustle by Danny to make that a bang-bang play. And that sends up Jay Allen, the 2nd, the 8th man to bat in the inning for Daytona. Charlet was also called for a balk. 13 pitches and 4 strikes today. More action in the Bradenton right field bullpen as Allen takes low, blocked at home plate by Goldfarb. It is 1-0. Been a tough 5th inning for Jacob Goldfarb. And Bradenton may have caught a break, as that ball may have hit off one of the legs of the home plate umpire, Austin Snow. And had it missed him, may have been able to get far enough away for Reyes to score. Roddy works from the first base side of the mound, the 1-0. And this one, a breaking ball that slips inside, 2-0. There have not been many strikes thrown in this inning. As a matter of fact, only three strikes have been thrown that have not been put in play. Make that four as Allen takes a strike. It's 2-1. Rather crazy to think about there. 2-1. And Allen, a hard ground ball back through the middle. Base hit center field. Just the second hit of the inning. Scoring is Reyes. Allen with an RBI knock. His seventh ribby of the year. 7-0 Daytona in the fifth. 103 miles an hour off the bat for Jay. Had been in a little bit of an 0-for slide, but had reached base twice already in this ballgame. And Daytona will hit around. Gus Steiger, the ninth man to hit in this fifth inning. Was retired with the bases loaded last inning on a leaping snag by Juan Jerez at third. 2-for-3 today. And that fastball inside at 96. It is 1-0. Left-hander up and throwing down the line. That is Denny Roman. Righty kicks now, fires, and taking a strike. Or maybe not, is Gus Steiger. Thought that one was at the top of the zone. I don't know if there have been such a confluence of pitches that have missed this inning that Austin Snow may need to get his strike zone recalibrated. Is that one in the dirt? 3-0. Getting some Appalachian League flashbacks here in the bottom half of this fifth inning. 3-0 pitch. Up and in, a called strike at 93. And the count 3-1. Time called as the ball gets loose from the Bradenton bullpen. Get you the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the top half of the sixth inning. Austin Hendrick walked to lead off this inning. He is in the on-deck circle. The 3-1. Slider inside, ball four. Another walk issued by Bradenton in the frame. That is the fifth in the inning. And Jonathan Johnston, another beeline out of the dugout. Ball fumbled by the pitcher, Tebow. And unfortunately for the right-hander, Tebow today, his accuracy a little bit too much like the other Tebow who played some games down here in Florida. New arm coming in. That's Denny Roman. Two on, two out. A 7-0 Daytona lead here in the fifth inning.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bradenton using their third different pitcher here in this fifth inning. It is the left-hander Denny Roman to face Austin Hendrick. 10th man to bat in this frame. Two on, two out, and Hendrick swings at the first pitch and pops it in the air. Third base side, Jerez onto the warning track, but this one will land in the bleachers. It is 0-1. Hendrick looking to extend his hitting streak to 9. Walked and scored earlier this inning. Has reached on a fielder's choice and also struck out. He is 0-2. Hey, out. Jay Allen the second. Over at second base, he had an RBI single. Gus Steiger walked. He is at first. The 0-1 pitch. And Hendrick, a swing and a miss at the breaking ball, 0-2. Roman, 5'9", 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Zacatecas in Mexico. International free agent signing in 2018. Roman making his fourth appearance, no record, a 3.52 ERA, 6 hits and 7 and 2/3. 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, a 2.22 opponent average. Trying to get out of this fifth inning, the 0-2. That one sails high. At 90, it's a ball and 2 strikes. Roman last pitching in this series on Wednesday. Through 2 2/3, gave up 1 run on 3 hits. No walks, a strikeout, but was called for 2 balks. 1-2 from the southpaw, and that one right down the chute at 90, strike 3 to end the inning. But Daytona scores 5 runs on 2 hits, 5 walks, and 2 men left aboard. We head to the 6th inning, 7-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a look.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Tortugas up a touchdown as we head to the sixth inning. 7-0 lead on Bradenton. Bradenton last Sunday at home against Lakeland beat the Flying Tigers 17-7. Something about Sundays in football scores. Jacob Gonzalez will lead off here against Javi Rivera in the sixth. And Javi misses high on his first pitch, 1-0. Gonzalez a single, a double tonight, 2-for-2. See how Rivera handles this sixth inning after a long, long bottom of the fifth. 1-0. And that one up and in, 2-0. Looked at the numbers from that last inning. In the bottom of the fifth for Bradenton pitching, they threw 38 pitches and 13 strikes. A 2-0. Breaking ball drops in there. Called strike 2-1. That means 25 of the 38 pitches in the inning were outside of the zone. The 2-1 from Javi. And this one pulled on the ground towards the Tortuga dugout. It is 2-2. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard. We were telling you earlier, co-owners Bob Fregol and Lori Fregol at Great American Ballpark as the Reds got off the schneid with a 4-1 win against the Cardinals. Nick Lodolo, his first major league victory today. The 2-2 pitch off the hands, down the right field line. That one a fair ball, rolling into the corner. It's Gonzalez trying to go for three to maybe give himself a chance at the cycle. No, he's going to stop at second, obviously, with a leadoff double. So 3-for-3 tonight is Jacob Gonzalez, his sixth double of the year, his 10th extra base hit. And the Marauders have a man in scoring position with nobody out for Sung Che Cheng. Cheng 0-for-2 has struck out and grounded to first. Nick Senzel had an RBI base hit in that ball game. Colin Moran drove in a pair. Lodolo, 5 2/3, one run, 5 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. To out-duel Adam Wainwright for his first Major League W. As that misses up and away. Fastball from Rivera. It is 1-0. Lucas Sims picking up the save. Tony Santia on the hold. Senzel. And Alejo Lopez along with Mark Colesberry. The 3 Daytona alumni in the Reds lineup today. The 1-0. On the outside corner. Fastball at 91. It's 1-1. Triple-A Louisville falling on their series finale at home against the Iowa Cubs. 8-4 final there. 1-1 from Javi. And that one maybe a little bit off the plate. Tad down 2. And the count is 2-1. Louisville getting a solo homer from former Tampa Yankee Trey Ambergy, his third of the year. The 2-1 is on the outside corner. Fastball at 92, and it's even at 2-2. Lorenzo Cedrola, Chris Oakey, former Tortugas in the Louisville lineup today. Ex-Daytona Cub Albert Almora Jr. had a 4-hit game with a double and an RBI. The 2-2. This one pulled on the ground wide of first. Scooped up there by Ibarra, but it stays a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Diomar Lopez, Nick Howard, Joel Kunal, the other Daytona alumni that pitched in that ballgame. Louisville dropping to 6-12 with the defeat. Third baseman Triana off the line. Righty Rivera sets a 2-2. Another foul ball off the handle. And Cheng stays alive. Double-A Chattanooga, another victory today. They improved to 9-6, a 9-5 winner over the Mississippi Braves in 10 innings. Scored a run in the eighth to tie it. And then a 4-run top of the 10th inning to win it. Michael Ciani, a game-tying solo home run in the eighth, his second of the year. The 2-2 pitch. That one low, 3-2. Ciani's younger brother, Sammy, was on the Bradenton roster last year. Carson Spires made the start. Stevie Branch earning his first double-A win. Jared Solomon closed it out. A trio of Daytona alumnus. The payoff pitch. Outside ball 4. So a double and a walk. And maybe that layoff has hurt Rivera to start this sixth inning. Through 15 pitches to work a harmless fifth inning. Has thrown already 13 to the first two batters in the sixth. Now it's Jace Bowen. 0-2 has popped up to shallow right and struck out. Rivera looks towards second, comes home. And the breaking ball misses down and away. It is 1-0. Matt McClain continues his hot start. He had a multi-hit game with an RBI. Ciani a 4-hit game. And Chucky Robinson had 3 hits. The 1-0. And this one hit high in the air. Shallow center field. Calling for the second baseman Reyes. Infield fly rule in effect. And Reyes makes the catch. Backpedaling onto the outfield turf. One away in the sixth inning. Good pitch by Rivera to a hitter who has been scalding in this series. So now a ground ball can get Javi out of the frame. And that brings up Alexander Mojica. Mojica has reached twice, a single, a walk in today's contest. Only other game in the Reds' scoreboard today, High A Dayton winning again. A 9-2 triumph over the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate. And a six-run fourth inning. As that one is strike at the knees, it is 0-1. Nick Quintana, former Lakeland Flying Tiger, solo homer, his second of the year for Dayton. Ellie De La Cruz, his third. Alan Cerda, a solo shot, his second. Matt Nelson, a solo cloud, his first. Is this a double play? Ground ball to short. Steiger to Reyes for one. Over to first. Double play, inning over. 6-4-3 twin killing. It took Rivera a little bit to get recalibrated after the five-run fifth inning, but he does a marvelous job getting an infield pop and a 6-4-3 tailor-made DP to end the inning. No runs, a hit, and one left on the double play to the bottom of the sixth. 7-0 Daytona here from the Jack.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ruben Ibarra to lead off against Denny Roman. Here to start the bottom of the sixth inning. And the first pitch missing low. It is 1-0. Ibarra, Triana, O'Gwin. Heart of the lineup, due up for Daytona in this sixth inning. Tortugas a 7-0 lead. Ibarra has a base hit, a flyout, and a strikeout tonight. And he takes that one on the inside corner. It is 1-1. Lefty from the third base side, the 1-1 pitch, and Ibarra late. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ibarra singling and scoring on a wild pitch last inning. The 1-1, or rather 1-2, foul ball. Behind home plate, it remains a one ball, two strike count. Bradenton, no runs, four hits, two errors, five left. Daytona, seven runs, seven hits, no errors, eight left. Roman kicks and fires, and Ibarra a drive out to center. Now this one will stay in the ballpark for Campana. And a few steps back into his left makes the catch, one away. Leadoff man retired in the sixth. Now it is Michelle Triana. Triana walked and scored last inning, singled and scored in the fourth. Has also popped up to second base. Roman, almost a turquoise blue-colored glove on his hand as he deals, and Triana breaks his bat on a ground ball up the first baseline, foul. Ortega's two runs in the fourth, five in the fifth to take this seven-run lead. To wrap up that note about Dayton today, the 9-4 winner, or 9-2 winner, over the West Michigan Whitecaps. We mentioned all the home runs. Reese Hines was also in the lineup along with Ellie and Cerda. Justice Thompson, Ashton Creel in the order as well. Luis Castillo made a rehab start in that game for the Dragons as Triana takes a breaking ball. Strike 0-2. Went 2 3 innings, walked 3, struck out 4. One run on 2 hits, 48 pitches, 27 strikes. As Triana reaches for that one and serves it out of play towards the Riverwalk. It'll stay at 0-2. Jake Gozo came in relief of Castillo. And then Andrew Abbott, the Daytona alumni, came in the fourth and slammed that game shut like only Double A could. The 0-2, and Triana fouls it off himself in the box. Stays at 0-2. Abbott, 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts over the final 6 innings of that ballgame to seal the Dayton victory. Last 2 outings for Andrew Abbott, last 2 Sundays, as the 0-2 pitch. This Triana literally throws the bat at the ball, fielding the second baseman Dixon in, and a sidearm throw in time to get Triana. A bang-bang play, great hustle by Triana. But when I say he threw the bat, he quite literally threw the bat at that ball. The full bat went rolling past the pitcher's mound towards the third base side of the hill. So, base is empty, 2 out. Some fans thought Triana was safe on that play at first base. But not going to be too upset in a 7-run game in the late innings, as O'Gwynn takes down for ball 1. O'Gwynn has reached all 3 times tonight. A couple walks, a single, has also come across a pair of times. The 1-0. And O'Gwynn, a hard ground ball to third. Backing up on it is Jerez. Throw to first on a bounce. Picked up on the backhand by Mojica to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the 6th. First time Bradenton has retired Daytona in order tonight. To the 7th. 7-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the 7th, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Brendan Dixon to lead off for Bradenton in the 7th. Rivera out for his 3rd inning of work, and a curveball misses inside. It is 1-0. Dixon 0-2 tonight as fly to right and fly to center. Chokes up from the right-hand side, the 1-0. And that fastball in there at 90, chest high, 1-1. Finish that thought about Andrew Abbott earning the victory today. Struck out 11 for Dayton. Tortuga alumni against West Michigan, the 1-1. And that breaking ball down at 2-1. The Reds' second-round pick last year out of Virginia. Last 2 starts, last Saturday in game 2 of a doubleheader against Lake County, today against West Michigan, 2-1. And Dixon, a chopper towards Daytona's dugout, 2-2. 11 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 4 walks, and 21 strikeouts. And a pair of double plays to boot. And the old cliche and phrase is that'll play, a 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. And Dixon lays off. It's a full count. Great to see Andrew thriving up in high A, trying to get himself to double A before long. The payoff pitch from Rivera. And this one hit foul off the facing of the Daytona dugout. Back onto the field. It remains a full count. Take a look around Major League Baseball here on this Sunday. Rockies beat the Tigers 6-2. Randall Grichuk, a 2-run homer. His first with Colorado. The payoff pitch again. And that one on the outside corner. Dixon knew it. Strike three. Dixon chirping back towards the home plate. Umpire, as he walks back to the dugout, was pointing with his bat towards something. But neither catchman player, though, Miggy, with 3,000 or more hits and 500 or more home runs. Did so in the first inning off Antonio Senzatella, a fellow Venezuelan. And his old teammate, Jose Iglesias, who's the Colorado Rockies shortstop, ran over to first base to give Cabrera a bear hug before even his own teammates could get there. As Jerez takes a strike, 0-1. Juan Jerez 0-2 has struck out and grounded into a double play. And there's another strike. Curveball 0-2. First player to reach 3,500 since Albert Pujols is this one on the ground left side. Fielded to his left by Triana. Low throw with the sun. Setting it on a couple bounces. Beautiful backhanded pick by Ibarra. Well executed on either corner. And Reyes, or rather Rivera, works a 1-2-3 top half of the seventh inning. We are time to head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. Here at the Jack, 7-0 Tortugas on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Denny Roman out for his second full inning of relief as Hayden Jones leads off the bottom of the seventh inning and takes outside for ball one. Jones, Reyes, Lantigua, 7-8 and 9 due up for Daytona in the inning, and Jones fouls it off his front foot. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona a 7-0 lead as we play here in the seventh inning. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen as a toss gets loose from out there. Reyes in the on-deck circle. Yeah. 1-1. And Jones fouls it back out of play. It's one ball and two strikes. Looks to be Luis May throwing in Daytona's bullpen as Jones hits one up the first baseline. Another foul ball. And it remains at one ball and two strikes on the Daytona catcher. Lefty fires, and Jones strikes out on the high hitter. 91 on the gun that time from Roman. And that's the second strikeout tonight for Denny Roman. And that brings up Rainey Reyes. Reyes 0 for 2 has struck out. Grounded is short and walked in this ball game. Came around to score on that walk in the fifth. Lefty comes home. And Reyes takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Doing the out-of-town scoreboard. Across Major League Baseball here in the seventh inning as Reyes checks his swing. Did not go on appeal. It is 1-1. The Rockies a 6-2 winner today over Detroit. Miguel Cabrera yesterday reaching the 3,000 hit plateau. As Reyes a foul tip into the glove of Goldfarb, 1-2. One of seven players to have 500 or more homers, 3,000 or more hits. Roberto Clemente, Rod Carew, Rafael Palmeiro, Alex Rodriguez, Adrian Beltre, and Albert Pujols as Reyes chases the slider. And Goldfarb trying to pick it up. Reyes trying to run to first. And the two collided, and that's one way to play the tag. Two out in the seventh inning. Here is Danny Lantigua. Lantigua, 1-for-3, RBI base hit. He's also grounded out. That was to short his last try. He's also lined out to left. 1-for-3 in this ball game. And a swing and a miss. Lantigua batting righty out in front of a change. It's 0-1. Third player to get their 3,000th hit with the Tigers. And the other two are two of the greatest players of their generation as Lantigua fouls it off the catcher Goldfarb. The last Tiger to get 3,000 hits, Al Kaline. And the guy before, the Georgia Peach Ty Cobb, the 0-2. And Lantigua fouls it off. Remains a no ball, two strike count. Rays beat the Red Sox this afternoon, 5-2. Now the lefty fires, and Lantigua takes low. It's a ball and two strikes. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the seventh. Daytona a 7-0 lead. Yandy Diaz a solo homer, his first of the year for Tampa, as that one skips past home plate to the backstop, 2-2. Giants batter of the Nationals in D.C., 12-3 today as Lantigua strikes out on the changeup, dropped by Goldfarb, tag applied, and the inning is over. So Denny Roman strikes out the side in order on 15 pitches in the seventh to the business end of this ball game. To the eighth, looks like Luis May coming on. Daytona is 7-0 advantage.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next...
Pulled out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, and the righties pitch down and away to Goldfarb. It is 2-0. May, his team-leading fifth appearance of the year, 1-1 record, a 6.23 ERA. Goldfarb has struck out and popped up to second in this one, the 2-0. And that one slips out of May's hands way outside of the backstop, 3-0. May, seven hits allowed in four and a third innings. One walk and six strikeouts. The 3-0. That one high ball four. And a four-pitch walk is how May begins his day out of the bullpen. So one on, nobody out. And back to the top of the order in Luke Brown. May picked up the win against Bradenton on Thursday night. Through a scoreless inning, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. And May apparently went to his mouth while standing on the rubber. Home plate umpire telling him he can't do that. Good job by Austin Snow to at least explain to the pitcher May why that is not allowed. So an automatic ball is called, and that makes it 1-0 on Luke Brown because May went to his mouth while standing on the rubber. The 1-0, and that down. And six straight balls start the day for Luis out of the bullpen. Brown 0 for 3 has flied to left, grounded to short, lined out to right. Righty sets with a cross step towards third, the 2-0. And that fastball across letter high at 97. It is 2-1. Final line for Javi Rivera this afternoon. Three innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. And May did it again. And now it is 3-1. And both umpires now telling him, got to get rid of the baseball. Can't do that. Saw it happen a lot to Bradenton earlier in this series. And despite other pitchers and players seeing it happen consistently, it almost feels like at times it's going to have to happen to each pitcher for them to finally learn. The 3-1. That one in the dirt, ball four, gets away from Jones, and back-to-back walks begin the night for Luis. Javian Sandridge doing some stretching out in the left field bullpen as Jones will head out to the mound to talk with May, who's been a little all over the place here in this eighth inning. Now Rivera in line for his first pro victory. Threw 44 pitches and 29 strikes today. Time called at home plate, and a pitch clock violation now on May. That is now three balls that have been called on May without a pitch being thrown. It just seems like Luis struggling between the ears right now tonight. The 1-0. That one low and away, 2-0 on Gonzalez. There's one strike out of all the pitches thrown by Luis so far this evening. Two on, nobody out, top of the eighth inning. Daytona a 7-0 lead. Righty fires, and that one low, ball three. Gonzalez has reached all three times tonight. A single and a pair of doubles, one to right, one to left. And Jones will head out to the mound now as Todd Naskadov will join in on the conversation as somebody is probably going to start throwing in the Daytona bullpen rather soon. A bunch of guys out there and stretching. Ryan Cardona out there as well. They've been called for one automatic ball on a pitch clock violation and two for licking his hand while standing on the rubber. A long discussion between Naskadov, May, and the catcher Jones as they now head back to their respective spots. Righty's first pitch, or rather the 3-0 pitch to Gonzalez, low ball four. Now the bases are loaded. Three straight walks for May here to start his inning of relief in the eighth. And now it is the catcher, Sung Che Cheng. Cheng 0 for 2, walked his last time. Has also grounded to first and struck out. Just one strike thrown in the inning by the right-hander May. The first pitch is low again, ball one. Nobody throwing yet in Daytona's bullpen, largely because of the 7-run lead. The 1-0. There's a knee-high strike. 98 on the gun. It is 1-1. May, fireballing right-hander. Gave up that walk-off home run to Osvaldo Tovalin a couple or last week. Is that one on the outside corner? It's 1-2. 95 that time on the outside edge. Third baseman Triana even with the bag. Ryan Cardona beginning to throw in left for the Tortugas. 1-2. Off the hands over towards the third base bleachers. It remains a one ball, two strike count. Continuing that look around the major leagues. Giants, a 12-3 winner over the Nationals. Jock Peterson, a pair of home runs, his fourth and fifth of the year. Adiel Hernandez, a two-run blast, his first for Washington. That off the outside corner at 97, it is 2-2. Marlins beating the Braves in Atlanta 5-4. Austin Riley, a two-run homer in the ninth for Atlanta, his fourth. Riley deals low, and that is ball three. It's a full count. He's got nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, nobody out. A 7-0 game here in the top of the eighth inning. The next pitch will technically be the 20th of the inning for Luis, and this one fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat. Yankees beating Cleveland today 10-2. Anthony Rizzo, a two-run homer, as this one lined out of play beyond the bleachers towards the Halifax River. And we will now see nine pitches in this plate appearance. Former Daytona Cub DJ LeMahieu, a two-run homer, his second. And Tim LeCastro, a two-run blast, his first. The payoff pitch once more. Line drive right center field. That one down for a base hit. Will break up the shutout and roll all the way to the wall. That will clear the bases. Gonzalez on his way home, on his way to third. Cheng, he's in there sliding feet first with a three-run triple. And Bradenton has cut Daytona's lead down to four. It is 7-3. A 100 miles an hour off the bat from Cheng. And May's troubles in this inning come back to Burnham as Bradenton now down four. Still nobody out in this eighth inning. Ryan Cardona continuing to throw in the bullpen. They're more concerned with getting May as many pitches as he needs. Roddy fires and Bowen fouls that one off the catcher. It is 0-1. Bowen 0 for 3 tonight. Couple pop-ups to second and a strikeout. Chang at third, still nobody out. Righty fires, and that pitch is high. It is 1-1. Runner takes his lead off at third, the 1-1. That pitch inside. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. This one hit on the ground in the hole, left side, diving play by Steiger. Off balance throw to his feet, not in time. Bowen beats it out, scoring is Chang at 7-4. And still nobody out here in the eighth inning, as Bradenton now all of a sudden has the tying run on deck. For Bowen, his 13th RBI of the year. And the question is, how much longer are they going to keep going with Luis May? And the answer is no longer. Cookie Dawkins mercifully out of the third base dugout. And May will be removed as all of a sudden Daytona's 7-run lead is down to 3. And they still have 6 more outs to get to win this ball game. Ryan Cardona trying to put out the flames of this fire. 7-4 in favor of Daytona as we play on here in the top of the 8th inning.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daytona in a little bit of a mess here in the eighth inning. Bradenton has 4 runs in on 2 hits and 3 walks. There is still nobody out in the inning, and Ryan Cardona on to try and save the day. Cardona making his first appearance since last Sunday. 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 21 years old, from Livingston, New Jersey. 19th round pick last year at Amherst College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Alexander Mojica is the batter with Brendan Dixon, the tying run on deck. 1 on, nobody out, 4 in the first pitch. A fastball cut on and missed. 0-1. Mojica has singled, walked, and grounded into a double play tonight. He is 1-for-2. Numbers for Cardona on the year, the 0-1, and that pitch inside. It is 1-1. Cardona 1-0, a 1.93 ERA, making his third appearance. 1 save, 4 hits in 4 2/3 innings, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .267 against him. The 1-1. That one high, 2-1. Cardona earned the save on Sunday in Palm Beach, gave up a run on a hit. Walked 2, struck out 2. The 2-1 to Mojica, and that pitch up and in, ball 3. A three-run triple by Sungche Cheng and an RBI infield knock by Bowen. Has allowed Bradenton to score four in the inning as Mojica takes a 3-1 strike on the inside corner. The count runs full. Cardona from the first base side. The payoff pitch off the hands, popped in the air behind the plate, but this one will get out of play. Onto the roof of the grandstand. And it'll remain a 3-2 count. All but one batter in this eighth inning have had a three-ball count. The one exception, the man at first, Jace Bowen, who had an infield base hit on a 2-1 delivery. Payoff pitch. Here it comes. Low ball four. And Bradenton is going to bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out in the eighth inning when Daytona led 7-0 coming into the frame. So Cardona walks the first man he faces, and now it is Brendan Dixon as the game's tying run. Dixon, a couple fly balls, one to center, one to right, and struck out looking in his last at-bat against Rivera as Cardona steps off. All six men who have come to bat in this inning have reached. And the first pitch to Dixon is hit on the ground hard. Diving play by Steiger to his left. Shovels to Reyes for one. Over to first, double play. Oh, baby, Gus Steiger's killing Bradenton on offense and defense as he took away a base hit and an RBI from Brendan Dixon. And all of a sudden, a man at third and two out. And here is the center fielder, Sergio Campana. Steiger nearly made a great play to rob Bowen of a base hit earlier in the inning. But another double play drawn up by Daytona tonight, the third, 6-4-3 twin killing. And now it is Campana 0-for-2 with a free pass. And he takes a strike at the knees. It is 0-1. At the first double play Cardona has drawn up this season. Couldn't have come at a better time. Bowen, the man at third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the ground sharply to short. Steiger again makes the glove hand play. Throw to first, inning over. So Bradenton gets four runs in to start the inning with nobody out. But after a first batter walk by Ryan Cardona, a couple ground balls to short, a double play, and a 6-3 putout. Keep Daytona in charge by three, going to the bottom of the eighth. Four runs, two hits, no errors, one left for the Marauders after 7.5. 7-4 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Out of the bullpen. Call to the bullpen and a defensive change for Bradenton. As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Carlos Lomeli on for his third appearance in this series. Jay Allen shows bunt, pulls back. They say he offered. It is 0-1. Lomeli, the new pitcher, now in the game behind the plate. It is Giovanni Plachan taking over for Jacob Goldfarb here in this eighth inning. The 0-1, and Allen fouls that one to the right, 0-2. Allen has reached base three times, been hit by a pitch, walked, an RBI base hit to center in the fifth. He's also stolen a base and grounded out to short. 1-for-2 officially so far this evening. The 0-2 pitch up and in, and it's 1-2. Lomeli, 6'2", 195 pounds, 23 years old from La Habra, California. 17th round pick last year out of St. Mary's. The 1-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Lomeli thought he had strike three. It is two balls and two strikes. Numbers for Lomeli so far this season, making his fifth outing. 2-1 pitch or 2-2 hit in the air to right. Back and towards the line is Bowen. He's got himself underneath it. And with two hands, reels it in for the opening out of the eighth inning. So one away. And here is the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger, a couple of huge defensive plays in the top of the inning. Also 2-for-3, a couple of base hits. A line drive to third and a walk. Five straight multi-hit games for the 23-year-old shortstop. And the first pitch from Lomeli off the outer half, 1-0. Lomeli, 1-0, 2.57 ERA, one save, six hits in seven innings, two walks, 14 strikeouts as Steiger sends it to the screen, 1-1. Opponents hitting 214 against the right-hander so far this year. Lomeli earned the save on Friday night, faced four batters, struck out two, and hit one. The 1-1, and that bounces in the lefty batter's box. Back behind home plate, 2-1. Final line for some pitchers for Denny Roman. Didn't think so at the time, but kept Bradenton in this ballgame. 2 1/3, perfect innings. Out of the bullpen as that is high, 3-1. 7 up, 7 down, 4 Ks, no hits, no walks. Final line for Luis May, a tough one to stomach. 4 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, no Ks, did not record an out. As a 3-1 popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Mojica over by the first base coach's box and with two hands drifting back towards fair ground. Makes the play, 2 down. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth for Bradenton against Cardona. They will have 8, 9, and 1. Jerez, Plachart, and Brown. Here's Austin Hendrick, potentially the last chance for him tonight to extend his hitting streak past 8. 0-for-3, has also walked and scored in this one. Struck out his last time to end the fifth. Lefty throwing in Bradenton's right field bullpen. As Lomeli's first pitch skied in the air, left field side, but this one a souvenir. It is 0-1. League-wide off day tomorrow. And then Daytona will pack up and head south down I-95 to St. Lucie on Tuesday. The 0-1. And Hendrick fouls it right back towards us. Probably would have hit off the Palmer signage right underneath our booth. Had the net not been in the way. So it's 0-2. On the Tortugas right fielder. Bases empty, two out, the 0-2. And Hendrick crushes one deep down the left field line, and this one will hook foul over by the Magnolia Gate. It stays at 0-2. Bradenton scored 4 in the eighth. Daytona had a 5-run fifth. Added 2 in the fourth to start. That adds up to a 7-4 Daytona lead. Trying to take 5 of 6 in a series for the first time since the format began last year. The 0-2. And Hendrick takes high. Fastball there at 90. It is 1-2. Hendrick, the Reds' first round pick in 2020 out of high school in Pennsylvania. One of 3 first round picks on this Daytona roster as Hendrick asks for time, and it is granted. Ruben Ibarra hoping for an opportunity on deck. Here's the 1-2. And Hendrick thought about it. Back foot breaking ball. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal. Says the base umpire, Chase Eubanks. And Hendrick throws up his hands in disgust. So Lomeli retires Daytona in order. And make that 10 straight retired by Bradenton pitching. Starting with the final out in the fifth inning. So we head to the ninth. Ryan Cardona back to work. Daytona three outs away from another victory. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located.
Top of the ninth inning, Ryan Cardona back to work against 8-9 and 1. In the Marauder order, Bradenton scoring four runs in the eighth inning to make this a three-run game. But Cardona got a double play and another ground ball to short to keep Daytona in charge by three. As the first pitch of the inning to Jerez at the knees, 0-1. Jerez 0 for 3. Grounded into a double play, struck out a ground ball to third his last time. The 0-1 from Cardona. This one fouled straight back, 0-2. Bradenton four runs, six hits, two errors, six left. Daytona seven runs, seven hits, no errors. They left eight. Regardless of the result, we'll have the recap report for you after the final out. The 0-2 pitch from Cardona. Inside nearly hit him. Fastball at 91. It is 1-2. Look back at this one. Scores from out of town and look ahead. The series opener on Tuesday against the Mets. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, thought about it. Appeal down to the base umpire. No, he did not. Says Chase Eubanks. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Jerez, Planchart, and Brown. Two righties and a lefty due up. The 2-2 pitch. Jerez a chopping ball towards third. Charging in Triana. Fields throw to first. Low and oh, what a forehand scoop by Ibarra for the first out. Triana all the way over to first base to give a glove slap to his first baseman who saved him on that low throw. I don't know if Triana spiked that ball because he was throwing on the run, or he may have still had in the back of his mind the sun setting behind the third base dugout, trying to protect the eyes of Ibarra. But all's well that ends well. One out in the ninth inning. Here is the catcher, Planchart. Came in defensively for the catcher Goldfarb in the bottom of the eighth. 4-for-19 on the year in six games. It's a 2.11 average. And Planchart takes inside, ball one. No extra base hits, no homers, no RBIs. Or Giovanni so far this season. A 1-0. And Planchart takes a strike at 91. It is 1-1. Planchart. Last playing on Friday, the win went 1-for-3 with a strikeout. A 1-1 inside. Off the plate, 2-1 by. After the road trip to St. Lucie, Daytona will come home. We'll have three home series during the month of May. This Daytona's final home game in the season's first month. By the time they come home, it'll be May the 3rd and a pitch clock violation on Cardona, and that makes it 3-1. And this is where it becomes even more important to pay attention. So it's a 3-1 count, and Planchart swings and misses. It is 3-2. A lot of these violations have helped Bradenton get back into this game since the 8th, the 3-2, low ball 4. That's where that auto ball hurts Daytona. It's also interesting that in the series it felt like In the first three games, Bradenton was being called for a lot of the violations, and in the final three games of the series, it's been Daytona that has been on the receiving end of them. So once again, Bradenton has the tying run on deck. Here is Luke Brown. Ground ball could end it. He is 0 for 3 with a walk. First pitch. This one hit on the ground at first, could do it. Ibarra on a second for one. Steiger back to first. 3-6-3 double play, and you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. Your final tonight here at the Jack, Daytona 7 and Bradenton 4. Right on cue again. A double play turned by this Daytona infield, one of four tonight. And that defense by the Tortugas, so critical. Back-to-back games with no errors. They take 5 of 6 from the reigning FSL champions and win it tonight by a final of 7-4. We'll take a break when we come back. The happy recap as Daytona over 500 for the first time this season at 8-7. Back with more after these words on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most in surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drinks.
People, the Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
So Daytona hanging on. They get above 500. Some big defensive plays by the Tortugas infield getting it done. Some timely hitting early in the game and a 7-4 winner for Daytona tonight. They take 5 of 6 from the reigning league champions here during this week. Justin Rock back with you here on the recap report. We apologize if we've had some connectivity consistency issues throughout the course of tonight's broadcast, but hopefully we'll be free and clear throughout the recap report tonight as we take you through the game that was here in Daytona Beach. It was the right-hander Tanner Cooper starting against Yoelvis Del Rosario. It was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the fourth inning, and that's when Daytona's offense came to life with one out. Michelle Triana singled to right. Moved to second on an infield hit by Jamal O'Gwin. And on a ground ball hit to second by Hayden Jones. The charging second baseman, Brendan Dixon, thinking about making a tag on O'Gwin running by and throwing to first. Tried making the tag before he had the baseball firmly in his glove. It glanced off the webbing, rolled into right field. That allowed Triana to score. O'Gwin went to third, and Daytona had a 1-0 lead. After Rainey Reyes struck out, Danny Lantigua singled to left, and that made it a 2-0 ball game. In the fifth, Daytona would capitalize on some mistakes made by Bradenton on the mound. In that inning, Austin Hendrick led off with a walk. He would go first to third on a hit-and-run base hit by Ruben Ibarra. And then after a pitching change, before pitching change, a balk was called on the pitcher. That allowed Hendrick to score. Ibarra went to second, made it 3-0. Then they made the pitching change with Triana having a 3-1 count. First pitch was a ball, so he walked. Jamal O'Gwynn drew a 4-pitch walk as well. So that reloaded the bases with Hayden Jones at the plate. A wild pitch allowed Ruben Ibarra to score. Made it 4-0 after Jones flied out to left with Rainey Reyes at the dish. Two more wild pitches were thrown. That allowed Daytona to make it a 6-0 ball game. Reyes would eventually walk. Danny Lantigua grounded out to short. The Reyes had advanced to second on that wild pitch with Lantigua up. To third on the Lantigua ground ball to short. And then scored on the base hit to center by Jay Allen II. Steiger would walk. And then Hendrick struck out to end the inning. But all in all, Daytona sent 10 men to the plate, had 5 runs on 2 hits in the fifth inning. And they had a 7-0 lead going into the sixth inning. Javi Rivera kept it going through the sixth and seventh. But in the eighth inning, Bradenton began to make Daytona sweat. Luis May came out of the bullpen, walked the first man he faced on 4 pitches, then walked Luke Brown, walked Jacob Gonzalez, and then on a 3-2 pitch, Sung Che Chang hit a 3-run triple into the right center field gap. Made it 7-3, then Jace Bowen hit an infield single on the ground in the hole between third and short. Made it 7-4. That was all for May. Did not record it out. Ryan Cardona came on and walked Alexander Mojica to start, but then got a double play off the bat of Brendan Dixon, induced another ground ball to short off the bat of Campana, made it a 7-4 game entering the bottom of the eighth. In the ninth, Bradenton would get a one-out walk to Giovanni Planchart, but on the very next pitch, a 3-6-3 double play off the bat of Luke Brown, and Daytona wins it by a final of 7-4. Kids running the bases right now here on the Jackie Robinson Ballpark Diamond Field. As the winning pitcher in today's ball game for Daytona, Javi Rivera, the first victory of his professional career. 3 innings, no runs, 1 hit, a walk, and 3 Ks. Losing pitcher, Yoelvis Del Rosario, 2 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits. 2 walks, 3 Ks, and 3 2/3 innings. Ryan Cardona, his second save, 2 innings, no runs, no hits, 2 walks, no Ks. Final line score tonight, Bradenton 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, they left 6. Daytona 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors, they left 8. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,284. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Sunday night nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Jupiter defeats St. Lucie 2-1. Dunedin over Fort Myers 3-2. Clearwater drubs Tampa 8-1. And Lakeland holds off Palm Beach 7-6. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, Cincinnati at the major league level snapping their losing streak. They defeat the St. Louis Cardinals by a final of 4-1. Triple A Louisville playing it today against the Iowa Cubs. They dropped that contest by a final of 8-4. Double A Chattanooga, a 10-inning winner over Mississippi, 9-5. High A Dayton, a 9-2 triumph over West Michigan. Major League Baseball scoreboard, games in progress. Bottom of the 12th, Mariners leading just one against the Royals, 5-4. Yeah, leading 5-4 in the bottom of the 12th, that's a winner. Jesse Winker delivering the walk-off knock. Brewers and Phillies are scoreless. Top of the 5th inning, Rockies beat the Tigers 6-2. Rays over the Red Sox 5-2. Giants beat the Nationals 12-3. Marlins eke past the Braves 5-4. Yankees drub Cleveland 10-2. Cincinnati, as we mentioned, a 4-1 winner over the Redbirds. Astros walk off the Blue Jays 8-7 in 10. Twins getting a walk-off home run from Byron Buxton. They beat the White Sox in 10 innings 6-4. Pirates over the Cubs 4-3. Angels beat the Orioles 7-6. A's shut out the Rangers 2-0. Mets beat Arizona in Arizona 6-2. The Dodgers a winner over the Padres as well, 10-2. After the league-wide off day on Monday, the Tortugas will be back in action on Tuesday night in Port St. Lucie when they square off against the St. Lucie Mets. Our coverage will begin at 5:55 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:10 p.m. first pitch from Clover Park. No official starters have been announced just yet, but have to imagine it'll be Jose Franco, or actually not Jose Franco, but Sam Benscooter to make the start in that series opener. Stay tuned to DaytonaTortugas.com and our social media channels for full updates on Daytona's rotation for this upcoming series. So Daytona, a winner tonight. They take 5 of 6 from Bradenton, 8-7 with the win. Bradenton dropping to 8-7 with the loss. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, alongside our newest owner, Kyle McEwen, as well as our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. Again, your final score tonight, the Tortugas 7 and the Marauders 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow, or not tomorrow. We hope you enjoy your Monday and the rest of your Sunday evening. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. Daytona a winner today against the Marauders 7-4. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and Monday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.